Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, weaned calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
Well, today's cattle futures market ended the day pretty good despite corn being higher. We were higher in the October live cattle, up 50 at 145.05. That's the third day in a row we have closed higher and nearing the 146 high in the middle part of August at 145.05. So good, strong market. And if you go back and look at the rally since May, it's gone from 136 to about 145. So $9 rally. Pretty strong market and kind of broken out of that 140 cash trade range we had for so long. But yeah, up 50. The December live cattle up 62 at 150.87. The April out there in 2023 up 70 at 158.72. And that is also near the highs. Feeder cattle were higher. September up 30 at 184.17. That was over $1 off of the high earlier today. Corn was retreated and was actually lower on the day. And the feeder cattle rallied substantially, but then we sold back off as corn rallied. October feeders, though, still up $1.17 at 186.10. That was about 90 off their highs. November 77 higher at 187.02. And then the lean hog market anywhere from $30 to $1 higher. And the feeder cattle index on Friday was 181.25. Of course, had a three-day weekend, so that may change. Boxed beef index is 254.35.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Put the reliability of the Great Plains Kubota family to work for you. Visit any of our local Kubota dealerships to see how we can serve your equipment needs. Keep your Kubota running at peak performance with routine maintenance from Great Plains Kubota. With the parts and service you trust, Great Plains Kubota will keep your Kubota equipment running like the day you brought it home. Visit a Great Plains Kubota for the best in Kubota sales, service, parts, and rentals. Or visit us online at GreatPlainsKubota.com. That's GreatPlainsKubota.com.
Well, today's grain trade was a mixed day. We had the beans sharply lower, with November 19 and three quarters lower at 14 and three quarters, or $14 and three quarters cent close. The low was 92, so 8 off the low. But wheat and corn both higher. The July of 23 Kansas City wheat up 7.5 cents at 8.76 and a quarter. The December 8.83 and a half up 5 and three quarters. Corn market 10 to 13 cents higher, with December at 10 and a quarter at 6.76. People are interested at this point in the July Kansas City wheat. As we get geared up for planting, as the ground dries out and gets near great conditions in a lot of areas because the rainfall we have received over the last 2 weeks, people are interested in that July contract, maybe some put spreads or put buying put, selling calls, some window fences and different strategies. But look at that July 23 wheat. Currently, it's at $8.76, probably in Oklahoma anywhere from $8 to $8.50 cash for next year. So pretty good price at this point. Now, the cotton futures, of course, sold off really hard last week. Today, we are going to be just a touch higher, up 35 in December at 103.55. It did go up to 106 at one point. One impact that's facing the grains, the U.S. dollar. It's over 110. It's more than a decade high at this point, which hurts our exports.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.